Now, earlier this month, Gardaí issued an appeal to anyone who wished to report crimes in relation to abuse in schools run by religious orders to contact them. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris told a meeting of the Policing Authority yesterday evening that 522 people had made contact since that appeal. The majority are from males and of a sexual nature, many reporting experiences for the first time. These developments followed the government report which revealed almost 2,400 allegations of sexual abuse in 308 schools run by religious orders across the country. Deirdre Kenny is the CEO of One in Four, the organisation that provides support and counselling to survivors of childhood sexual abuse. You're very welcome to studio, Deirdre. Over 500 complaints in 3 weeks to the Gardaí, Drew Harris said yesterday. Your phone lines have been busy too. Round about the same numbers. That's about 24 contacts a day in a very short space of time. How significant are those numbers in like a 3 week period?
Very significant. We've had over 450 people contact us in the space of 3 weeks, which puts an enormous pressure on the system. But also, as you said, many coming forward for the first time, very distressed and needing support. It's encouraging and reassuring that the guards are responding. However, we would have concerns that the system overall is under-resourced, and one of the most significant challenges survivors face when they engage in the criminal justice system is the delays that happen in investigation, in waiting for a response from the DPP, and then the court system itself. So we would call on the government to make sure that we know these numbers, and probably more will come forward in the coming years, and to make sure the system is properly resourced to deal with that.
We'll break the numbers down, but tell me, when they contact you, what do they want?
It's important for people to make a connection and to be heard and understood. And for many, I suppose the coverage over the last number of weeks has helped them reflect on their own experience and put it in a context. We know that people who experience childhood sexual abuse often hold and take on that responsibility as a child for what happened. And I suppose it permeates their life. Mm-hmm. As we know, again, that it's underreported. So I think it's been a huge overwhelm of emotion and grief and sadness. And I think we need to be conscious of a compassionate and response.
Is there any way at this stage of breaking down how many people were perhaps abused by somebody who was already prosecuted, or by an individual who has already died? Or are there some who really just want to open up and say, this happened to me, as opposed to perhaps wanting to pursue it through the justice system as well?
I think for most of the people who we have spoken to, they in the first instance are not sure what to do. They want to make that connection. They want to say, this happened to me too, and put it in a context that helps them process the experience. For some, the criminal justice system is an option. For many, it won't be, because the person who harmed them is probably deceased. So again, we need to be realistic and not, I suppose, manage expectations around what the criminal justice system can achieve. And that's where maybe a commission to inquire can be helpful. It may allow people to tell their story in a more safe environment, and potentially then, I suppose, report on the magnitude and get a better breakdown of the harm that was caused and the numbers of people who've been affected.
You said at the outset there about resources, that it is good that people are coming forward, that they are going to Gardaí and so on, but that we need more resources. You need more resources in your organisation, and I'm sure other organisations working with survivors need resources. But in terms of trying to prosecute cases through to some finality for survivors, what resources need to be put in place?
Well, our work on the ground would certainly witness the delays in our court system, the delays, the challenges that the DPP face in terms of the number of cases that come through, even in terms of the Gardaí are investigating what they call historic cases. Mm. So the amount of resources that takes is significant, and I'm not sure it's fully understood.
What sort of, from your experience, what sort of times are we talking about? Is it 1 year, 2 years,
at least?
Five years?
Well, for a Gardaí investigation, my experience would be at least a year, if not longer, and then significantly maybe up to a year to get a response from the DPP. And then after that, you could be talking 2 or 3 years once it enters the court system.
So you are hitting up to 3 to 5 years before a case might arrive in the court proceedings?
Potentially, yes.
Let's talk about this question of redress as well. Does redress mean different things to different people?
I think it does. For some people, it means compensation. For some other people, it means to try and redress the harm that they have been caused. And again, I think the scoping inquiry highlighted that, you know, people have different opinions on it. And I think that is a challenge and will be a challenge in terms of trying to meet that need.
And there is talk of redress happening at the same time as or ahead of the outcomes of the commission of inquiry that's going to take place. Is it your view that that needs to happen?
It does need to happen. And no more than the criminal justice system, you know, the delay in addressing the issue of compensation will cause further harm to people. And it needs to be efficient. It needs to be decisive and it needs to be clear and clearly communicated.
Right. Deirdre Kenny, CEO of 1in4, thank you very much indeed for coming in. And if you've been affected by any of the issues in this report, you can find our helplines and services on rt.ie/helplines.